Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Forever Dog.
Kids, shine your Astro spurs and don your robot fists, because it's time for Sparks Nevada Martial of Mars. Justice rides a rocket steed across the crimson plains of the fourth planet, where one man brings fear to robots and aliens and hope to humans who make this frontier planet their home. He is Sparks Nevada Martial of Mars.
I'm from Earth.
With the help of his Martian Marshal Croach.
I am from Galoot Prokdal.
Which we call Mars.
Which you designate
everybody
Mars.
I know.
Sparks Nevada rights the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
When there's varmints need a catching and youngins need a saving, on my rocket steed I race across the stars. For I've sworn by the burrs of my astro spurs to right the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
Yes, he rights the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
The hyper cattle's humming and the margin savage drumming are as beautiful as comet bugs in jars. Human from Earth, but I right the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
Yes, he rights the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
On the plains, the red planet, I uphold the law, and I do it with a pair of robot fists.
Pow!
Evil extermination I have faced, for my robot rogues they hardly ever
miss.
And I reckon I'll be riding in the name of truth and justice for as long as I can count the shooting stars. For I've sworn by the burrs of my astro spurs to right the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
Yes, he rights the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
And I'm from Earth.
When last we left our hero, Sparks Nevada had established a peaceableness on Mars, where good and bad were divided by a bold red line. But are law and justice more than kissing cousins? Find out in tonight's thrilling adventure, Charmed and Dangerous.
No. I'm doing it. Shh. Okay, stop. The saloon doors are open.
except they ain't, so...
What? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, no, I see what I did. Try it now.
Now they are, yeah, all right.
Saloon, are you well?
Too late, and too little, and too late. You marshals coming in or not? I can't keep these doors open all day.
Can you not? Why could... Yeah, all right, we're coming in. Yeah. Well, howdy, marshals, and welcome in, and I don't want no trouble in my place, and that's all. What do you have?
Aerated water with carbon dioxide.
Ah, come on, live a little.
The last time I imbibed potable alcoholic libation, I died. Somewhat.
Anyways, we're on duty, so...
On.
Bart, I heard you. Barkeep, is the saloon drunk?
Are you a cop?
I mean, yeah.
Help! We're drunk!
Saloon's artificial intelligence is artificially keeping up with the rest of us, unlike some folks. Oh, here's your soda waters. Yeah, but why are the rest of you... You know what? Never mind. Listen up, everyone. Got word that a pair of bank robbers called Winsome Wilder and Sue Perdue are on Mars.
It can't be!
So you've heard of them?
No. Not necessarily. You... No.
Felton.
No, yes. No, yeah. Who?
What?
Winsome Wilder and Super Dude.
Yeah, a pair of Robin Hooders famous for bank robbing without hurting anyone.
Well, except bank owners and their ledgers.
So much as helping everyone.
Except bank owners and their ledgers.
Everyone's heard of them. Famous.
But we have not, under any circumstances, seen... And I cannot stress this enough.
Uh-huh.
Them.
Yeah, that'll do.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I'll buy an everyone drink.
Saloon.
We'll be in the life of the party.
Saloon.
Sitting over there.
Saloon.
Oh.
Looks like the jig is up.
Ain't that just like a jig, though? Never long as you want it to be.
Oh, gasp! It's those outlaws! Already in the bar, unbeknownst to us, but buying rounds.
As you've no doubt surmised, Marshals, I'm Winsome Wilder, and this here's my accomplice, Sue Perdue.
Sue Perdue, you've all met my accomplice, Winsome Wilder.
Winsome Wilder, your name is a signifier. Winsome means handsome, does it not?
And you are the definition of it.
Okay. Did your ma take a first look at you and just know?
Actually, it was my pa who wanted to always remind me you win some, you lose some.
Mm. Only WW ain't never lost any. Oh.
Well, then, today's the day.
I don't reckon that's so.
Reckon if you reckon to reckon with me, reckon it is.
You reckon?
I do reckon.
Wait, what are you doing, WW?
Proving his pa was right.
Knew he would be eventually, the old broken clock.
Let's just stop it. We ain't down here for showing down.
You're not? Because it... I mean... You started it.
Yes. He ain't never lost any.
No, yeah, I see. I hear it now. Yeah. I hear it now. I sent you down that path. Let's start over.
Right. Marshal Nevada, was you we come to Mars to face? Okay.
By face, you mean hide in the darkest corner of the saloon?
Just getting the lay of the land.
Okay, this is confusing. Am I right? Are we preluding to a showdown or are we not preluding to a showdown?
What? No. No, 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 no. We're hoping to avoid a showdown altogether.
Because you did...
It did sound as if you were also issuing a challenge.
Yeah.
Marshal Nevada came
to face.
Yeah, I'm hearing it now. Okay, no, that's me. That's, I did that. That's okay. Yeah. All right, I see what happened. Honestly, no, we never hurt a soul, and we don't aim to start now.
You're looking to surrender, then.
I like him.
He's likable.
We both are.
They're tug... We're talking about me. Look, you two are under arrest, obviously.
No! Run! The saloon doors are open!
No, they ain't, and don't open them. Keep them shut.
We ain't here to be under arrest, neither.
We would be under onus to you.
Well, don't ask him like a favor, Clarence. What are you... Come on, we insist.
Then before you haul us off to Mars Jail, barkeep, put them soda waters on our tab as well.
No. I am under onus.
Well, afraid we cannot accept. No, no, no. Due to the letter of the law, which says, Dear Marshal Nevada, don't let criminals treat love the law.
Criminals? Us?
I mean, if the cuffs fit, right?
We prefer outlaws.
We prefer folk heroes.
Well, sure, but barring that.
Well, bar it when we are just blue sky and preferences.
Well, when you're right, WW, you're right. We prefer folk heroes.
Orally observe that, choosing their own descriptors. Can you imagine it?
Well, folk heroes is right. All they ever did was rob from the rich and give to the poor.
If that.
Yeah, no, we did that a lot.
When you say it like that, no matter who you give the take to, when we robbed, we broke the law, which is illegal.
But is it? I mean, is it?
Breaking the law is illegal, yeah.
That's why I prefer to say liberating from the rich and reallocating to the poor.
It could be argued that the economic effect of distributing the monetary gains to the community offsets the impact of the original theft despite its codified status as the law.
And it might be against the law, but it's for justice.
Nobody was hurt, and so many were helped.
Robin Hoodin' just seems like justice to me, and arresting them sure don't.
Well said.
Yeah, so.
I agree with me.
Yep. Hang on a second. Usually, when it's a showdown or an invasion or a giant prairie dog, everybody's arguing about who ate whose sandwich, but you all get a couple space rot guts in you, and you get all philosophical about law versus justice. What is happening?
Who did eat my sandwich,
You didn't though? Have a sandwich, Felton.
I want a sandwich.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
You don't.
As law and justice go, we got an offer for you.
A small but pivotal role in the tale of two beloved folk heroes.
Because I'll level with you, Marshall. We're looking to get out of the folk hero game.
Changing signifiers, but grope.
All right.
Yeah, we've done about as much as we can for the good people of this solar system, liberating and reallocating.
Reallocating. Kept a portion for your troubles, too, I reckon.
What? No.
No, we done solved poverty.
Solved it? What?
Ain't nobody left in the galaxy. Ain't upper middle class at least.
Not to mention scooching the interest off a percent or two from the top to solve hunger, too, and bring good clean water to a desert system.
Moisture farmers are as busy as they want to be.
Some of them keep busy writing songs about us.
Even the bad songs warm your heart right up like bread in a toaster oven.
Oh, right. We didn't do it for the songs, though. We did it because it was right to.
Then we came here for the extradition laws.
But there ain't any.
Now you're getting it. Well, we didn't keep a space dime for ourselves. Folk we provided for set up a fund to provide for us.
Which we asked them to not.
But they wouldn't not. So we got ourselves just enough to buy a couple rounds and some leftover for a nice farmstead.
But what we also got is bank cops on our tails.
Corporate soldiers who don't care about how there ain't no extradition laws.
I mean, what kind of folk heroes get collared by bank cops?
See, the kind that get killed in the end.
Which is good for the songs.
But is bad for the folk heroes. On the other hand, imagine if Mars's great lawmen helped the folk heroes escape the bank cops.
Yeah, you fancy being in songs, Marshals?
Oh, I do, if they are literal and not poetic.
They're pretty poetic. Yeah.
Then no. Sparks Nevada, if there are no extradition strictures, why have we come to apprehend these folk heroes?
Because they ain't heroes. Didn't hurt nobody. Come on now, tell the truth.
Hang on there, Marshal.
We didn't hurt nobody.
Except in their checkbooks, right?
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Thank
you. Felton understands.
I got 3 dead as a result of your robberies. Keep your hands where I can see them.
What?
Oh, there's got to be some mistake.
No, we did not hurt a soul, much less kill 3.
I'll take it from here. I'm Agent Harch.
Let me guess. Bank cop?
We prefer financial officer.
Oh, sure, yeah. Yeah, hang on. Now you don't even announce when the doors are open? Is that what's happening?
Well, she showed me her badge and told me not to.
I didn't even hear them open, though.
I set them to shh.
To silent. I told her to. We've been listening, waiting for our moment.
Hey, you eavesdropping on my saloon?
Yeah, no, I'm in. Mm-hmm. We have line of sight. Sorry, what was your question?
You listening in my bar?
No, we've got ears on the whole planet.
Help! Overreach!
Yeah. And hang on, who's we?
I have an army outside. They say hi. I don't want anything to jump off due to extra bodies and the trigger fingers that come with. It's just me in here to collect the prisoners. Good job keeping everything calm while we got situated planetside, Marshal. Is this vocal commendation enough, or should I have one of the guys print off a certificate? You have a frame store on this backwater?
All right, pretty sure I said now, hang up. These outlaws seem genuinely surprised when I mentioned the casualties. Let's just get that settled before we talk jurisdiction.
Doggett, send the saloon's AI the Wilder file? Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, just the need-to-know document. Hang on, gotta go. I'm just getting another call. Hello?
What's happening?
Hi, honey. Oh, no, Mommy's at work. No, I can't read you a story tonight. Mommy has to humor a local lawman on a podunk planet full of yokels. That's right, Mars.
Wait a second. Who are you calling a yokel?
Madam, I am a bumpkin.
It is rude to listen in on other people's conversations.
Hello, I am receiving file name, the Wilder file need to know .doc. It tickles. File received. Do you want me to download it to you, Marshall?
How would you even do that?
Like this?
Do you think you're doing something?
Magropa, I am receiving a file. Authenticating. Oh, that is disappointing.
Isn't it?
It is.
3 different robberies.
3 fatalities.
What? Can we see those documents?
Yes, connect yourselves to the saloon. Does the password remain Croach is Bay, in which the B is uppercase?
No.
That's the password?
It is not.
All right. Look, if these 2 are dangerous, maybe Croach and I had best help disarm and cuff them.
They are not. The fatalities resulted from cardiac episodes precipitated by fear from robbery incidents.
Oh, no. We really got folks hurt to death?
Honey, yeah, I want to hear all about your macaroni art.
Wow. But
Mommy has to speak to a marshal in small words so he'll understand, and then I'm going to send him on his way, okay? Gosh. Killer thieves. I'd better get them out of here, right?
Well, hang on. Reckon the deaths were unintentional and afterwards.
Well, still, that's terrible. Well, yeah. We never even thought about the possibility of that.
If they never thought that they'd give folks heart attacks by robbing them, how come the victims had organ donor cards filled out? What? You couldn't stop it being money Robin Hoods. You had to go and be Robin Hoods for organs, too.
No, if we hurt folks to death, we gotta turn ourselves in.
We do. Atoningly so.
Not so fast.
Exactly so fast.
No.
I'll tell you what. You can go and get their guns for me, okay, big guy?
Marshall, wait. I'm only pretending to be drunk. I reached out to a friend of mine who is a bank.
You're friends with a bank?
Yeah, we went to building college together.
AIs go to school for it?
No, I was kidding. Yeah. I'm pretty funny.
We'll see.
I am friends with the college, though, but that doesn't... Anyways, the casualties were bank cops with fatal heart conditions planted in the banks. I have internal memos. Pharmaceuticals caused the heart attacks. There were payouts to the families.
Great job, saloon doors. Agent Hirsch, there's new information come to my
attention. No, I heard you were whispering all around us.
Oh, right. That was a private conversation.
Yes, so
it's rude.
Rude, so rude.
Yeah, you are funny.
Well, good luck with any of that standing up in court, especially considering banks and courts are friends.
Sure, yeah. I just reckon it'd be harder to litigate all that were these two to committed an infraction here on Mars and need to be arrested by me. You know, falling under Mars jurisdiction as it does, it would have to take something above a class 4.
What's a class 4?
Taking a hostage, for instance. Just for example. Which, do not do. I am warning you. And none of you have it done to you. Especially not Felton First. Just for example.
Oh no, I'm a hostage, help!
Oh, come on
me
now.
Me too, a hostage, me, the victim of place trouble.
What, you're standing all the way over there.
Am I a hostage as well? Yes, I am a hostage as well.
Okay, now, no.
All of us hostages, poor us.
What, how would a saloon even be one?
Well, looks like we got one big class 4 jumping off here.
Tell my family I love them!
Tell Felton's family I love them more. See what they
say. What?
I hope they gloss over this in the songs.
Wilder, Purdue, you are under arrest. Hands up.
Okay, this changes nothing. We'll get a judge to grant an exception.
Yeah, do that. That sounds great. Meanwhile, I'll take these two over to the Marshall Station.
The saloon doors are open.
Sweet freedom.
Nightmare's over.
Drinks on the house.
Nuh-uh.
The saloon doors are open.
You are not going to believe this. They. They escaped.
You had them at gunpoint.
Right, no, I was there. But then, before I knew it, tables turned. They got my gun and held me at it point. I got flustered handling outlaws of their stature, I reckon. Just gun slipped right out of my hands and into theirs on account of me being such a nerve-stricken, sweaty-handed, bubbling rube, just like you thought.
Yeah, no, of course. Yeah, obviously. Backwater, Butterfingers, Bumpkin. Mm-hmm. Which way did they go?
They maintain a course to the west.
East. They were definitely headed east.
You know, I expected better, even from a hayseed yoga like you.
Hey, thank you.
No, that was not a, you know what, never mind. Doggett, did you hear? Yeah, let's go. Okay, we may still be able to catch them.
The saloon doors are open.
East. Sparks Nevada, there may be something wrong with your senses. The folk heroes have arrived at the Marshall Station, which is to the west. Also, both of your pistols remain in your holsters.
Oh, my goodness. Well, maybe there's something wrong with some of my senses, Croach. I reckon my sense of justice is working all right.
Is this the end of Sparks, Nevada? Has our hero succumbed to a more sophisticated philosophy? Is subtle justice the new law of the land? Find out in the next thrilling adventure of Sparks, Nevada, Marshal on Mars!
Forever Dog!
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever Dog Team and liking our page on Facebook.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.